superstar, there is that magic moment of discovery and world acclaim. There was a time for Steve McQueen, for Clint Eastwood, for the legendary Bruce Lee. Now is the time for
The Fuzz,
the martial arts champion and film superstar. He is
The Fuzz.
He hunts his prey to the far corners of the earth, putting his life on the line. Time and time again. And again. And again.
Welcome to The Fuzz Show. Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have entered The Fuzz right here on KX935. I'm your host, Brindles. And tonight we've got a legendary hour dedicated to a fuzz legend who recently passed on Saturday, March 16th. The father of surf guitar, Dick Dale. We'll get into it right now. This is a pretty rare track, one that I happen to have on 7-inch, and it's pretty amazing. He was known always for his insane guitar licks and the influences that he had spread throughout the world. And if it wasn't for him, surf music really wouldn't have existed. Anyways, this one features some epic vocals from him as well. This is Mr. Peppermint Man.
Mr. Peppermint Man.
Cried, I wanted to die, but I knew it never would end.
That was an old Link Ray track called You Hurt Me So. And yeah, throughout this hour, I'm going to be playing a ton of different tracks from a bunch of different artists that all either kind of came from the same style of Dick Dale or were immensely influenced by him and his surf rock prowess. Guys like this next one coming up, Lou Reed. And I got some more Link Ray, got the Kinks. All this stuff kind of fits in the same category. If you pay attention to a lot of the guitar style, a lot of it was influenced by him. I'm not playing any Jimi Hendrix, although he was famous for quoting, or there's a famous quote from Jimmy saying that there's a time when Dick Dale, he got all these massive second or third degree burns, I want to say from like a popcorn maker or something. And he was out of commission for a couple months. And Jimi Hendrix went on the record saying that the world would never hear any more surf rock after that once he stopped playing. And then he went on to say, actually, I bet I'm probably wrong. And he was right for two reasons. He was right because a couple months later, Dick Dale came back, kept playing. And the second reason was because he influenced so many people that surf rock became a name stay all around the world, especially here on the West Coast. The legendary performances that Dick Dale played in Balboa in the summer of the 60s were insane. He played, I think, once a week or twice a week, packing the place with 3,000 people every single time. And for those of you lucky enough to have seen him, maybe at the Coach House or anywhere up and down the coast, I think it's safe to say that we lost a legend, Hall of Famer, and an all-around great guy. Here's Lou Reed with his rendition of This Magic Moment.
You're tuned into The Fuzz on KX93.5. It's good for your ears and your soul. Stay tuned for more. Whenever I hold you tight,
Mr. Link Ray, ladies and gentlemen, Link Ray.
Was Robert Gordon along with Link Ray from a live performance in 1966. Pretty rare version of the good old Rumble track. If you're just tuning in, this is The Fuzz, and I got a pretty much an entire hour dedicated to Dick Dale and those that he influenced. If you hadn't heard the news, have you been living under a rock? But hopefully not. But yeah, Dick Dale unfortunately passed away. I believe he was at the age of 81 this past Saturday, peacefully, and yeah, decided to dedicate an hour of the Fuzz Show to the legend that is Dick Dale. Before that, we had Lou Reed covering This Magic Moment. If you're unfamiliar with the Fuzz, this show is dedicated to the underground, anything from blues to surf to garage to psych and soul. a little bit of everything underneath the sun. And it's lovingly brought to you by Cast of Crowns Art Collective, located at 412 North Coast Highway. They've created a working art gallery for all mediums, from oil painting to the traditional ancient style of tattooing. Their gallery exhibits paintings by resident artists, as well as the work of up-and-coming artists from LCAD. And their gallery is completely open to the public 7 days a week, and is proud members of First Thursday's Art Walk. They hold a formal reception with new works every month, as well as live music, wine, and hors d'oeuvres to enhance your viewing experience. Their world-class tattoo and piercing artists operate to the highest standards and are always available for consultation. Cruise on in. Check it out. They have an amazingly beautiful space located just north of Main Beach, just up the hill. So with Art Walk coming up in a couple weeks, check them out. But do it before then, too, because they're awesome. And they support an insane music show, right? Anyways, here we go with the Kinks, This Time Tomorrow, followed by another rare track from Dick Dale called Jesse Pearl.
What?
You're tuned into The Fuzz on KX93.5. It's good for your ears and your soul. Stay tuned for more.
I'm waiting for the man, words and music, Lou Reed.
Pretty rad little demo from Lou Reed. Obviously, I'm Waiting for the Man. And before that, we had a pretty rare track from Dick Dale called Jesse Pearl. I don't know. There's something about Dick Dale's songs with vocals that just really gets me. I've never been like a giant, I don't know, maybe I just got burned out on listening to so much surf rock for so long. Just the instrumentals like The Ventures or whatever. It's hard to listen to for a straight hour or whatever. I just wanted to switch it up a little bit, put some vocal tracks there too, because the man was multifaceted and multi-talented. Speaking of that, this is a Japanese surf rock band from the 60s, 70s called Takeshi Tarachi. And if there's one thing about the Japanese, when they do something, they do it wholeheartedly. And when it comes to music, it's louder, faster, bigger, and in a lot of cases better. And surf rock and the surf culture has amassed into a pretty big thing in Japan ever since the 60s. And this this band was pretty famous back then. And they still are in terms of the surf rock from Japan. This is a track from them called Rasamon. And following that, we'll have a pretty cool track from Dick Dale called Hava Nagila. And many of you may not know, but a lot of his influences, Dick Dale's influences, came from the Mideast. He grew up in this Lebanese community in near Boston, Massachusetts, I believe. And a lot of his influences came from the world music that he saw there and witnessed. And so when he brought that to the West Coast and started his weird finger picking and weird stuff that he was doing for surf rock, a lot of people kind of gravitated towards it, and especially this guy, Takeshi Tarachi. Check it out. Are you kidding me? That was Dick Dale with Hava Nagila, a 1994 version from him. And if the guitars didn't get you, hopefully the drums did. What an insane track. I mean, that's completely different than the majority of the stuff that Dick Dale's known for, or anything when you think of surf rock. That's some heavy-duty stuff. Before that was Takeshi Tarachi with Rasamon. And before that, we had Lou Reed with a I'm Waiting for the Man cover, or a demo. Anyways, you're tuned in to The Fuzz, which is lovingly brought to you by Cast of Crowns Art Collective and Tattoo and Piercing Studio, located up at 412 North Coast Highway. It's kind of just above the hill. You get past a couple of those restaurant spots, and it's a couple streets up on the right-hand side if you're heading north. Check them out. They've created a working art gallery for all mediums, from oil painting to the ancient tradition of tattooing and piercing. And what's cool about them is like everybody that works there exhibits their art as well on the wall. So it's this working art gallery. They also feature a bunch of up-and-coming students from LCAD, which is insane. And they contribute to the first art walk, First Thursdays deal. So they're always doing some live music and rad stuff on First Thursdays. And this show wouldn't be possible without their support. So that's pretty awesome. As well as this station wouldn't be around. So they're doing their part, giving back to the community. They're supporting some rad stuff, and they're giving back with some amazing art. So check them out. Coming up now, this is an amazing track from the Flaming Groovies off of Teenage Head, an album that I received for my birthday from my lovely wife, which I'm so stoked on. These guys are rad. They're from SF. They've been around for a long time. And this track, Yesterday's Numbers, is always insane. I've got another kind of more rare track from them coming up in a couple tracks. How many times can I say tracks in an hour? Or maybe just even a sentence, huh?
Have you ever been in love? So long it couldn't end. Did you ever break a heart, baby? Well, I do. Or did you ever lose a friend? Baby, I want your love tonight to make my head feel light. Oh, baby, won't you sell me now? Baby, tell me it's all right. Tell me it's all right, baby. Have you ever been alone? So long you couldn't cry. Did you ever have a home where you lay down to die, baby? Yeah. I want your love tonight to make my head feel light. Oh, baby, won't you tell?
drumbeat test for stereo spread.
Tuned into The Fuzz on KX 93.5. It's good for your ears and your soul. Stay tuned for more.
That was The Remains with Why Do I Cry. Before that, we had Flaming Groovies, their track Golden Clouds. You are tuned into The Fuzz Show right here on KX935, brought to you by Cast of Crowns Art Collective. They double as a tattoo and piercing studio up in North Laguna at 412 North Coast Highway. Please give them your love and affection, if you will. If you like what I'm putting down, this is the Dick Dale Hour tonight. I don't normally go so heavy on the surf rock stuff, and I don't think I'm going actually that heavy. But yeah, if you like what I'm putting down, cruise over to kx935.com, and under all the podcasts, all the community shows, search The Fuzz, and you will find a plethora of podcasts from the past 5 years. Almost weekly, I'm putting them up there of, in my opinion, awesome playlists. Stuff to get you through your day, your work day, through your road trip, anything. It's also available on iTunes podcast too, so check that out. There's some good reviews on there. There's a guy from the Midwest, I think, that mows lawns for a living and was in search of some psych rock and stumbled upon this. So this is a shout out to you. I forget what your username is. I'll give you another proper shout out later. But yeah, thanks for the good reviews, and I'm stoked that I can get you through your day. Here is another track from Arthur Lee and the LAGs called The Ninth Wave. And then we'll follow it up with an early track pre-Beach Boys when they were called The Survivors, a track called Pamela Jean. I think they cut this track and then they changed their name to The Beach Boys. But I think you'll dig it. Thanks for tuning in.
But Woody's outside.